This is The Lead Talk, an in-depth discussion with the world's biggest names on China's business and finance. I'm your host, Jane Lee. Hello, welcome to another edition of The Lead Talk. In this episode, we look at the hotly argued free trade area of the Asia-Pacific. Our special guest today is the Executive Director of the APEC Secretariat, Dr. Alan Bala. One of the biggest headlines for this year's APEC meetings is the FTAAP. And like the US-led 12-member TPP, which excludes China, and the ASEAN-led 16-member RCEP, which excludes the US, the proposed FTAAP is a wider free trade initiative embracing all of the 21 APEC economies. Crafting a roadmap for the realization of the APEC-wide free trade pact is widely regarded as an important concrete step toward greater economic integration in the Asia-Pacific region. Alan Bullard is the Executive Director of the APEC Secretariat and former Governor of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. He joined our Lead Talk program to talk about the FTAAP and the trade landscape in the Asia-Pacific. Here's our talk.
Okay, so let's talk about the FTAAP and the trade landscape in the Asia-Pacific. The FTAAP has been talked about for many years, but has not progressed as fast as some regional FTAs such as the US-led TPP and the ASEAN-led RCEP. So based on your insight, knowledge, and expertise, the proposed FTAAP, TPP, and RCEP, which one do you think will be the future?
Well, I think that depends how far out you look. I know that China is doing a lot of work looking at FTAAP. Mm-hmm. FTAAP has been cited as a possibility for some years, but really at the moment it's only a vision, mm-hmm. and we want to work out what it might actually mean. Mm-hmm. We know that's a longer term objective. It won't suddenly reach FTAAP, mm-hmm. but we do see that as being the big goal out into the future. And China this year would like to bring it to our attention and probably agree to working on a study that will help us understand what FTAAP means and when we might achieve it and how we might achieve it and what paths would be followed to get there. Could those paths going to TPP and then doing some further things? Mm-hmm. Could they be other ways of going there, such as via RCEP, mm-hmm. if you like, a different set of stepping stones to achieve it?
Yeah.
That's still there for the future.
But for the benefits of the entire Asia-Pacific region, in your opinion, which trade pact should the 21 APEC economies really engage in, regardless of any political factors?
Well, they have all said that they've said in the past that we are moving towards FTAAP. That's already been said. But as I said, we don't know enough about what that means yet, and China wants to clarify all that. at the moment, the only negotiations are RCEP and TPP. Yeah. And indeed, we cannot be sure about what those mean because it's still too early to know what's in the material. Maybe TPP will be concluded this year, mm-hmm. but that's still not at all clear.
Just as you said, the FTAP is certainly still a vision, but do you think it's feasible?
Yes, but it will take a long time, mm-hmm. or it will take some time, and it will take a lot of commitment from leaders for us to get there. So I think it is achievable, but it will be some way in the future. And what is quite possible is that TPP and RCEP will both need to be concluded first.
For People's Day Online, I'm Jane Lee. For additional quality coverage on China in audio, video, and text, visit People's Daily Online at people.cn. China means business.